And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, what's your perspective? What are you learning about lead generators?
That they're very important. You should invest some time into, you know, developing them and kind of thinking about them. One of my favorite authors, Donald Miller, he's the author of the book Story Brand. He says that you should spend as much time testing and developing lead generators as you do creating products to sell. Once you have a good product, then spend your time in testing and developing a variety of lead generators for your business. Optimize those lead generators. If you do this right and you can correctly have a stable of lead generators that work on a variety of ways, that's going to take your business to a new level. And not every lead generator works in every platform, so make sure you're optimizing your lead generators to the platform you deploy them on. You know, what works well on LinkedIn may not work as well on Facebook, and that may not work as well on your website or on your podcast. I know we've tried a variety of lead generators. We have some go-to ones that work for us reliably, and we lean on those, but we should always be testing new ones to make sure that we are keeping a good flow of leads coming in, because we know we have a good product and we got to get it in front of more people.